Yeah.
Mr. President, I have a draft letter to the Prime Minister about this bank rate problem, which Douglas says he's cleared. Do you want to look at the language before it goes, or shall I stick it on our private wire?
Read it to me right quick.
I'd like to take this opportunity to explain in greater detail my concern over repercussions we're likely to flow from an increase in British bank rate to 5% at this time. I'm informed a 5% bank rate in London would be likely to put great pressures on our markets, pressures that would force us to make an unpalatable choice between protecting the dollar and the clear needs of our domestic economy. Any increase in our rediscount rate would, under present circumstances, have an undesirable, restrictive effect on our domestic economy, which is still marked by substantial unemployment, underutilized industrial capacity, and the absence of inflationary pressures. The imposition of interest rate or credit restraints would certainly slow our rate of growth, and so would be contrary to the interests of all of us. For one thing, it would reduce the volume of our imports, and hence your own exports. While I fully recognize that you must take the actions you deem required by the state of the British economy, I'm hopeful you'll be able to find ways of meeting your own needs without recourse to action which could threaten the current balance of international money rates and movements. If you should decide that an increase in bank rate is nevertheless necessary, a 4.5% rate would cause us much less difficulty than would a 5% rate, and would also be considerably less likely to disturb the overall balance in international monetary movements. In view of my concern, I have asked Chairman Heller and Undersecretary Rosa to visit London this week to discuss this matter with the Chancellor of the Exchequer and other appropriate officials of your government. I much enjoyed our visit and the opportunity to explain...
I'd say on any other officials your government you think appropriate.
Any other officials you think appropriate. Yeah. I much enjoyed our visit and the opportunity to exchange views with you on the broad range of our common problems. Best wishes sincerely.
That's right.
Okay?
That's good.
Right.
Did you all decide on anything else?
We decided just the gentle letter and... we're going to try and get a checklist of things we could negotiate if they ever agreed to come to a meeting. I think Bill Wirtz knows more which those are.
Or Bill Wirtz is going to call Meany and tell him he's got this letter? And
no, he's going to call Meany and say that he's, I assume, to discuss with him what the prospects are, say, would a letter help? The president will send a letter to seal the bargain, indicate the rough content of the letter, and then deliver it only if he gets it through. Now, when Bill says there's a fair chance, I think there's a slight chance, because he's always an optimist, which you have to be when you're a negotiator.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, sir.